Now, this is the first actual lesson in the hypnosis practitioner course. The previous two lessons were more about general information and some helpful things that you need to know before you start learning about hypnosis. The first lesson, for example, which is the gray zone, I included this lesson, which is actually from the NLP and from life management training. I included it in this course so you know how to get out from your gray zone, how to break loose from the chains we have been locked in since childhood, obviously through the indoctrination of the belief system, the education system, our social life, the culture, the background, whatever, everything that we have learned from and we got our values from is sort of like a program. And when we say chains, it doesn't mean negative. So I'm not saying the culture is negative or the belief system as religions, politics, or whatever the background is negative. This is not what I mean here. But what I mean is anything stops you from progressing is like a chain. And if you are in chains, it doesn't mean that you're less intelligent, or it doesn't mean that some people are happy where they are. Now, if you are like that, if you are happy in your gray zone, that's fine. But only for the sake of this course, try to step out of your comfort zone. And after you finish this course, if you feel that being outside your comfort zone or your gray zone is unpleasant or you don't like it, you can go back to wherever you were. But for the sake of this course and to achieve the best result and best knowledge, please consider to get out of your comfort zone to see what's outside the box. The second lesson was perception is projection. I included this lesson because obviously you're going to be a hypnotherapist or a hypnotist. And if you're asking what's the difference between the two, hypnotist could be someone who wants to learn hypnosis for shows, to perform on a stage as a stage hypnotist. A hypnotist is the general practice of hypnosis. On the other hand, a hypnotherapist, well, the word, it explains itself, a therapist. So you use hypnosis to perform therapies. And as I always tell our students, don't use the word cure. So if you are learning this course to become a hypnotherapist, please don't use the word healing and don't use the word cure. Because the word healing, it has been misused. You've got all these charlatans and you get all these wannabes and whoever they claim they psychics or something, and they use the word healing, and it became too used and it became commercialized. Hypnosis, it's not the palm shop, you know, the corner palm shop reading. It's not the retail hypnotherapy, as I call it. Hypnosis is a profession, and it has been used in the medical realm for a very, very long time. I have included my philosophy about hypnosis. I am saving you lots of time and cutting too many corners and very efficient shortcuts. My philosophy about hypnotherapy is in the last 200 years, we have learned many, many things about hypnosis. And every year, there is something new. Every 10 years, there is something even newer. And the more you learn about hypnosis, the more you master hypnosis, the more you master, let's call it a craft, the more you master this craft. And in order to do that, you need one thing, which is keep an open mind. Keep an open mind and keep learning. And also, one last thing I would like to remind you before we move on to the next lesson is whatever you're learning here, it doesn't mean this is the end of the road. It doesn't mean there is no more knowledge. There are tons of books, of publications, of many things that you can learn even after you finish this course.